Hello everyone, my name is Anna. In my podcast today, I will talk about the current situation of Corona. I will talk about how I felt finding out about it, as well as how I feel living with it now. For those of you who don't exactly know what Corona is, the word COVID-19 is put together from the word co for Corona, V for virus, and D for disease. It was discovered in 2019, that's why it's COVID-19. It all started in Wuhan, China, and has now spread across the whole world and affects nearly everyone's lives. I'm going to tell you about how this all started for me and what has changed in my life since then. To start in the beginning, when I first heard about Corona, I was kind of shocked, but it was still far away. When I first found out about it, it was something that had spread in China, and I mean, it was tragic to hear about it, but I didn't really think about it that much. Then when it first came to Italy, and also to some parts of Germany, I felt a little more anxious, but it was still far away for me, so I didn't really think of it as anything that would be this tragic. I remember at the end of March, I was in Austria with my family. We were on a skiing holiday, and that's when COVID really hit Germany. I remember my friends in Germany telling me about how bad it is and that I should come back to Germany now because it's really dangerous in Austria and there's lots of cases. But for some reason, in the skiing resorts and everywhere where we were, we heard nothing about it. So later, when we came back to Germany, we found out everything, but whilst we were there, nobody was really talking about it. I mean, they were talking about closing up soon, but nobody really worried. Everybody was skiing, there were parties and everything, and nobody was really concerned about Corona. So I didn't really believe what my friends were telling me of how bad it is. And for me, it was kind of unrealistic. Then on our way back, as soon as we got to Germany, we were really hit by what is coming towards us. On every radio, no matter where we were or what channel we were on, we heard about Corona and that the schools were going to be closed and that everything's going to maybe be shut down. And that was really the hit moment for us, where I kind of started to get scared because we came from our holidays where everything was good and nobody was really worried and everybody was like, yeah, okay, it's spreading, but it's not that big of a deal and everything. And then you come to Germany and it's this crazy big thing and everybody's talking about it and there's hoarders and people are panicking, and that was really crazy for me to experience. What we found out later is that actually when we were, I don't know if exactly it was in that bar, but one bartender at a bar that we were at had Corona and was infected, and he probably infected most of our skiing resort, so many, many people that came from where we were also infected. And me and my friends that were also with me there were also infected, so I would like to talk about how I felt finding out that I had it, or even just suspecting it, because I was the first for my family to have symptoms. So it started off with just coughing and just my throat hurting, but it got worse every day. And it wasn't this cold that just was there for a week and then it went away. For me, I was actually sick and in bed for 2 weeks. So I was laying in bed. My throat hurt so bad. I think that was one of the worst pains I felt in my throat ever. My throat was extremely dry. I could not eat anything or barely eat anything. I could barely drink anything. I felt really exhausted all the time. I had no strength at all. And that was when I really noticed that this is bad. I know you hear about people dying, and of course that's tragic, but I think when you have it yourself, you actually get a feeling of what these people are going through. Then soon after, I got a bit better, and that's when also homeschooling started, and we got our first tasks, and I think that helped because I had something to do and something to get my mind off of it, and that was really cool. Even though at the beginning we had some teachers that sent us a lot of work, but it was okay because it got better and it was pretty boring at home doing nothing because we really could not go out or do anything. Like we could just sit inside and do nothing except like read or watch something or maybe go in the garden, but yeah. Looking back, I would have thought it would have been worse staying at home. I mean, of course, it's not cool not being able to see your friends or going to school, but I never had the feeling of being lonely or feeling like kind of depressed or anything. I was still happy. I still loved my life, and there was nothing like that made me extremely sad or something like other people are experiencing right now. So that was good. As Corona spread across the whole world, for me it just got a bit scarier, but I'm still not like panicking. Like, I'm not a person to panic in general, but even though this situation is scary, it's, I don't know, I've kind of dealt with it with my way, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of crazy for me to realize that we're making history right now. Like, in 10 years, people in school will learn about our situation. I think that's kind of, I mean, it's tragic, but I think it's kind of cool as well to be part of this. Then soon after, like not soon after, but a long time, we had homeschool, and then we started going to school again. The first, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, we only went one day per week, and now we go every second day. And I think this is kind of, I don't know, I don't really like going to school like this because usually I like school, but like this, it's very strange and I don't really enjoy it because it's weird. Like, you see your friends, but you can't really interact with them, and you have to wear masks, and everything is like kind of anxious. And I don't know, I just don't really like going to school like this. But it's okay, and I hope that everything gets better soon. To sum up, I had mixed feelings during this pandemic. I felt scared in some situations, but I would have expected the staying at home part to be far more worse. Of course, this is still a crisis situation, and it is horrible what is going on in the world right now. But I think we should all keep our faith and stay strong. Even though times are rough, better days will come, and we can just all hope that things will go back to normal soon. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. Stay safe.